أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك أن لم يكن ربك مهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها غافلون. ولكل درجات مما عملوا وما ربك بغافل عما يعملون. وربك الغني ذو الرحمة إن يشأ يذهبكم ويستخلف من بعدكم ما يشاء كما أنشأكم من ذرية قوم آخرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 132, 133 and 134 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous ayah, previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about Allah's questioning to insan and jinnat. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِي وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. That on the day of Qiyamah, amongst the questions that Allah Ta'ala will ask is, did not the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam come? They recited to you the kitab, they narrated the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and they warned you about this day of meeting, that is the day of Qiyamah. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives one reason, and Allah Ta'ala shows His mercy upon mankind. Allah says, ذَلِكَ أَلَّمْ يَكُنْ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا غَافِلُونَ. That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb, does not destroy any village, the villages, the towns, because of dhulam, because of wrongdoings and oppression. وَأَهْلُهَا غَافِلُونَ, whilst their people are negligent. It means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not destroy any person, any nation, any community without first sending the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam there. The Nabi of that time, of that place, will go warn the people, and that warning will not be one or two warnings. The da'wat of the Nabi will not be for one day or 2 days. That da'wat will be continuous for a period of time. The people would either accept, those that accepted will be successful. Those that denied, unfortunately, then they will have to bear the brunt of it. So that questioning on the day of Qiyamah is supported by a great deal of rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this dunya, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down nabis, Allah sends down anbiya. Look at our case, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in took this message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tabi'een then continued, and right up to this day, there is somebody and somebody in the world taking the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only the da'wat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but insofar as ta'aleem, ta'allum, tazkiyah, every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent it throughout the entire world. And this is the great rahmah of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلِكُلِّن دَرَجَاتٌ مِّمَّا عَمِلُوا. For each person, for each individual, is darajat, a different ranks, مِمَّا عَمِلُوا, because of their deeds. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not only speaking about ill deeds, Allah is speaking about good deeds also. That insofar as good deeds are concerned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ranks a person according to the deeds. There is no other relationship between a slave, a servant, and Allah ta'ala besides that of the taqwa. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Thereafter, the ranks are ascertained in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by way of a'mal, by way of deeds, by way of actions. Both insofar as the haqq and the rights of Allah ta'ala is concerned, the huquq and the rights of other individuals are concerned, all of it has been taken into consideration, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ranks a person, and this is that relationship, how close a person gets to Allah, how far away a person is from Allah, that is according to the ranks and the deeds of an individual. Ill deeds obviously will take a person further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is that iman that a person has, the taqwa of the heart, and then obviously it is the amal by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ranks a person. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. And your Rabb is not unaware of what they do. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows every deed that each and every person will carry out. Allah ta'ala does not only know the deed in itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the sincerity, the kind of heart with which a person had carried out the deed. All of that is known to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then that is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ascertains the ranks by Allah. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِيُّ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. All of that has been stated above. Probably a person will feel then that maybe Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wa na'udhu billah is in need of all our ibadat. Allah is in need of our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that doubt that may appear in the mind of a person also. Allah says, wa rabbuka, and your Rabb is al-ghani. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most independent. Allah ta'ala is not in need. Allah ta'ala is independent of need. Allah ta'ala is not in need of our iman, nor is Allah ta'ala in need of our deeds. All of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. But together with that, Dhur Rahma, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of mercy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the owner of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master of mercy. And hence it is this mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees to both our spiritual needs and our physical needs, our material needs. The needs of our dunya, the needs of our akhirah, all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to. Here some ulama have expressed a very important aspect. Allah ta'ala said, Al-Ghani, wa rabbuka al-Ghani. Allah ta'ala did not say, wa rabbuka al-Ghaniyu al-Rahman. But Allah ta'ala said, He is Ghani and He is Dhur-Rahma, that He is in ownership of Rahma. A Rahma is owned by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is that Rahma that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala owns. Allah puts into the hearts of individuals, and the entire ownership of Rahma belongs all to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So one is Allah ta'ala is al-Ghani. The other is Allah is the owner of Rahma. And thirdly, now Allah ta'ala speaks about once again His Qudrat, His power and His might. And Allah says, He yasha yudhibukum. If Allah ta'ala so desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would remove you. Wa yastakhlif min ba'dikum ma yasha. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will replace you with whatever or whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires after you. How? كَمَا أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had produced you from an offspring or a seed of another community of another nation. Go a little bit back in history. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came into on this earth. From him, the progeny of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam began to spread. Then came the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Mankind was destroyed. Besides those that were with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he is known as Abu al-Bashar al-Thani, the second father of mankind. How Allah ta'ala showed us this, and this is something that we should remember. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed, and then Allah ta'ala carried on the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah is not in need of insan. Allah ta'ala is not in need of anyone or anything. Allah ta'ala is al-ghani. Allah ta'ala is independent. Allah is not in need of our iman. Allah is not in need of our ibadat. Allah is not in need of our services to deen. Allah is not in need of anything. But yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Dhur-Rahma. Allah sees to our needs. Allah ta'ala sees to our spiritual needs. Allah sees to all our needs insofar as this dunya is concerned, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is also Qadir. Allah Ta'ala can destroy, change, replace. All of that is in the hands of Allah. What Allah Ta'ala wants from us is we become obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.